was, as usual, a sort of very formal occasion for the elite of the pro-Beijing elite of Hong Kong, the chief executive raising his glass in a champagne toast. And although he sort of made an oblique reference to the issues, he certainly didn't talk about the protests directly in any way. Meanwhile, outside, there were protesters chanting. A small number of people from Scholarism were allowed to go into the square to a viewing platform. They'd agreed that they wouldn't disrupt it, but when the flag went up, they turned their back on it and raised their arms in a cross sign to show their disapproval. It's really because many people in Hong Kong say, look, this isn't our holiday, this is the mainland's holiday. Of course, it's the date that celebrates the creation of the People's Republic of China when the Communist Party took power. And so for many people, it really sort of symbolizes the Communist Party's hold and their opposition to what the party wants to introduce in Hong Kong.
Though it is interesting, though, that those protesters from Scholarism did attend the ceremony. I mean, are they being careful not to frame their protest action as a rejection of Beijing, a wholesale rejection of the unification of China?
They've certainly been very careful. You know, many people in these protests have stressed nobody's calling for independence. This is not about independence. This is about one country, two systems. The agreement that Hong Kong has a different set of rights, that it has much greater autonomy from the mainland.
Today has been billed as a crucial day in these protests, and there have been fears of that the police may crack down. Have you seen any signs of an increased presence or any sort of threat to the protest?
No, and in fact, what's been very striking is that since Sunday night and Monday morning, when we saw the use of tear gas, which of course really actually brought many, many more people out onto the streets who'd never intended to protest. Since then, the police have really taken a step back. It's been a much, much more discreet presence. There really haven't been very many people visible. They have been around, but they've been way back. They've been letting protesters pretty much sort of roam around the government buildings and so forth. And it's all been very, very low key. Now, of course, some people are worried that there could be a crackdown at some point. On the other hand, you'd have to think from Beijing's point of view, while they certainly don't want protests taking place on National Day, equally, they probably don't want scenes of police wading in to demonstrations, firing off tear gas again, which would presumably inflame opinion in Hong Kong even further.
And today is a public holiday, as you've noted. What are the numbers like on the ground? Are they as large as we've seen overnight and in the past few days?
Yes. So, I mean, it's certainly when you go down there, there's a few thousand people around. It's much faster than it was last night. But as you said, we've seen this sort of pattern emerge where people have been turning up in large numbers in the evenings, and then it tends to dwindle a little bit overnight. But then they start coming back out in force during the day, really. And so I think by this evening, we're going to see many people on the streets. Joshua Wong of Scholarism said to me he believes that actually there are going to be more people there today than there have been over the previous days. He thinks this could be the biggest demonstration yet, and they've really been growing, so I think people are certainly expecting an absolutely packed night. We've seen a new sort of protest front open up in the TST area, so there's a sense of the protests spreading even further as well.
Well, Tanya, we'll be watching that very closely. Thank you very much for joining us.
No problem.
Thank you.